I think that this issue of third-party liability, at least in the last session, and I suspect probably in this session, will be a major example of where tort reform, so-called tort reform, has gone from being an issue of restoring fairness and personal responsibility to the tort system and crossing the threshold to providing immunity or partial immunity to companies that admittedly have done something very wrong and hurt someone very bad.
Right. Okay. So how would that play out now, and how could that change?
Well, it you know, what we had with the Entergy decision is what the legislature did when the statute was initially revised was to make sure that that contract employees who came in to do maintenance work or to do construction work at these major premises, steel plants, refineries, places like that, that there was a deterrent factor that was built in because, you know, those people come in to a plant and they have to trust the companies that they contract with that the situation is safe for their workers. And what we saw in the BP explosion in 2005 was a situation in which BP treated the contract employees, treated everyone, even their own employees, not very safely, but especially the contract employees. They had, for example, they made a clear choice not to put blast-proof houses in the areas where those people were working to save a little bit of money. And, you know, the bottom line of it is when no one is accountable, no one's safe. And this is an issue about accountability and responsibility versus immunity for bad actors. And BP is probably the worst of the bad actors. You know, there are other people who, either on an episodic basis or a more chronic basis, other companies that are not totally safe with their workers and with contractors, but BP is obviously the worst of the bunch.
So what would have happened under the Entergy ruling if this spill had happened in Texas waters? As if I'm reading the Entergy case right, if Transocean had bought workers' comp, then they would essentially be out of the liability question, or
for the workers that died, they would still be potentially on the hook for punitive damages only for the workers that died. For workers that were injured, no matter how badly they were injured, the sole remedy would be workers' comp, which is, you know, 401 weeks of comp, which I think is about 2/3 an average weekly wage of a wage earner, which is not very much.
Right.
Certainly not enough to compensate. You know, most of these people are young men with families. You know, certainly not enough to compensate, you know, those families for the loss of their husband and their bread, you know, the bread.